Hello, and welcome back to the Cromer at the End of the Table podcast featuring Michael Cromer. I, of course, am your host, Michael Cromer, and it is a wonderful day to bring you back into the podcast. First of all, I just want to address the elephant in the room here. I do apologize deeply for how long it's been since I last recorded a podcast. If I go in here and take a look when this last one was recorded, we're looking at April 10th. It has been over 2 months since I last recorded a podcast, and I got called out for it. I'm not going to lie. Let's take a look. So I first got called out. Now, I have a group chat that I'm in with some of my teammates at Ohio Ultimate, and they called me out pretty hard. Now, let's see. This was a few weeks ago. I'm trying to find this. Of course, this is all live as usual. So let's see. Okay, so I got called out by, now I know you guys have heard of this name before. It's Zach Cartwright, one of the original fans. He was kind of the main reason why the podcast exists. He called me out. He said, you know, we're all out here doing our thing, putting in work. And for some, now pardon my French to all of you younger listeners out there, this is a little vulgar here. It says, and for some fucking reason, Chrome Dome, which is another nickname for Michael Cromer, of course, that's me, the host of the Cromer at the End of the Table podcast. For some fucking reason, Chrome Dome thinks it's summertime. I guess I don't have to make any more podcasts. Again, it gets vulgar here as well. That lazy son of a bitch thinks he can just do that? Now, there's two question marks and an exclamation point, and not in that order. And then he goes on to say, and again, this is vulgar. Who the fuck does he think he is? It's not like we are done traveling to tournaments and practices over the summer. Much of his viewership still needs something to listen to on the road, like WTF. Then, another comment from another fan, Jack Matonis. He says, yeah, WTF. I was working out yesterday and totally could have used a chill podcast to stretch and cool down to. Instead, I did it in silence. So selfish. Now, Zach Cartwright's message got 20 likes. So that was clearly an uproar from the fans. I said, wow, didn't know there was still this much demand. I'll have to record this week. Now, that was, of course, last week, maybe 2 weeks ago, and I didn't record. So now, finally, today I'm getting back behind the microphone and recording another episode for you guys. Now, of course, the topic, it only makes sense for the topic of this podcast to be the fans. There's so many things that I enjoy, and those are the topics of my podcast. And today, one of the things that I most enjoy are you, the fans. So just wanted to give you guys an episode, I guess. And so here we are. Anyways, the first segment of my podcast is always just about shouting out the growth of this podcast, and it really has been alarming. And I'm not kidding you. While I always talk about how much I'm shocked and how I don't think I could really grow any further, I've done it again. The Cromer at the End of the Table podcast, it now has over 50 fans. Now, you're wondering what this spike comes from. Well, I'll tell you. This spike comes from the people on the summer team I'm playing on, the Columbus Cocktails. It's a mixed team out of Columbus, Ohio, at CBUS Mixed. Follow them. They're an elite mixed team out of Columbus, Ohio. Again, that's at CBUS Mixed. Now, one of the players on that team who also used to play for Ohio University. He is part of the group chat, saw that I got called out for not creating a podcast, must have listened to an episode or something. He decided to announce to the Columbus Cocktails, again, that's at CBUS Mixed, that I had a podcast. And as a result, on the way back home from a tournament, many of these cocktails, both the cocks and the tails, they decided to listen to the podcast. This jumped episode 1 about coffee up over 50 at 54 listens, episode 2 up to 51, and the ultimate podcast up to 48. So they've definitely been listening to the podcast, and that has grown my following to, like I said, over 50 people, which is just insane. Now, the reason why I'm recording today is because I got called out once again, and it was by Jack Matonis again, and he said, "Strange. I've already heard this most recent podcast. I could have swore we asked for more." And he was right. They did. They did ask for more. So here I am recording more. And actually, Jack Matonis is going to join us later on here in the show as soon as I get through the rest of these facts and figures portion. So anyways, I've already told you about how much the podcast has grown, but I know you're curious, and I know that you know that I have my stats screen up. So here it is. 95% of the listeners come from the U.S. Now, that's no surprise. I still have 1% of listeners coming from Sweden, so shout them out again, Swedish people. Now, I don't know if it's just because you went on a tear once and you listened to a bunch of the podcasts and then now you're checked out, but if you're listening, I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to have you on as a guest. I'd love to hear a voice message from you or something along those lines. Leave a comment. I'll read it here on the podcast. Good comments, bad comments. I mean, you heard how vulgar I just had to be because of Zach Cartwright. I read it all. So if you want to get on the podcast, that is no problem. You'll get on the podcast. But anyways, total plays is now up over 450. It's 464. That's just incredible. And that really, a lot of that spike comes from the Columbus Cocktails. And again, that's at CBUS Mixed on Twitter. So be sure to follow them. But anyways, so of the United States listeners, 60% is coming from Ohio. Now, you'd think that that'd be a lot higher considering I'm from Ohio and record in Ohio. And I think that most of my listeners come from Ohio, and they do, but I would have figured it'd be more than 60% of the U.S. listeners. Now, granted, a lot of people do listen when they're on their way home or on their way to a tournament or whatever it might be. So that would explain why Virginia and Maryland and West Virginia come in at 7 and 2% respectively. But I have 2% of listeners from Texas. Now, that's quite a bit of listeners. That's about 8 to 10 listeners are coming from Texas, 4% from Michigan. Again, that could be someone traveling, although I don't know who from either one of the teams that primarily make up my fandom have been to Michigan in recent memory, and that's 4% of the listeners. That's up to 20 of the listens coming from Michigan. So shout out Michigan. And then again, California, 8%. I mean, come on. There's some kind of fan out there in Cali that is listening to every episode, listening multiple times. Maybe there's a few of you. California, what up? Be sure to leave a comment, leave a voice message, or just hit me up and I'll put you on the show, much like you'll see I put Jack on the show here in a little bit. 46% of my listens are coming from Apple Podcasts, while 35 from Spotify. Anchor only has 3%, and the rest is irrelevant. But yeah, so that's just an update on how insane the podcast has grown. So again, I thank you, and that's why I'm making this episode. It's for you. It's for the fans. It's about the fans. So this segment that I always have in the show kind of really is the main segment of the show today because the episode's about the fans. So now we're going to bring in Jack Matonis, as I call him, Jackery Matonis, into the show. We're going to do this via call on the Anchor app. So we'll see how this works. So here we go.
Hello.
Hello, Jack. Welcome to the show. For all of you listeners out here, just again, this is Jack, who has joined the podcast today. So, Jack, this episode, as you know, is an episode for the fans about the fans. So, could you just tell me a little bit of how you first started listening to the Cromer at the End of the Table podcast featuring Michael Cromer?
Oh, absolutely. I'll try not to let this my moment in the spotlight go to my head. I was actually there, and I remember it quite vividly, even after, especially after Zach retold the story of the creation of, or the idea of this podcast. So as soon as it came out, I was all about it, all over it. Embarrassed myself once on a call because I wasn't fully caught up, but have been a pretty dedicated listener for the duration of the podcast.
Wow. So I guess you could call yourself an A1 since day one. Would that be correct?
I think that is fair to say, yes.
Well, it is a real pleasure to have you on the show, Jack. Now, as I've already said in this podcast, which I'm sure you'll hear later on, the fan base has grown just rapidly, and there has been quite a spike. In the last, oh, I don't know, 10 days or so. Now, if you had one nugget of information that you wanted to share with all these new and ravenous listeners of the podcast, what would you want to share with them?
Oh, that is quite the burden on me. First off, I would like to say that your growth has been astronomical. I've listened to quite a few podcasts, and it's truly unmatched. It's very impressive how quickly this has grown. I would like to reach out to all the listeners, especially those who may not be from Ohio, to help it grow more, expand this podcast, make it something, make it a household name. I want to hear about Michael Cromer when I'm on, I don't know, public transportation or something of that along those lines. I want to just hear that name dropped frequently so that I can know, like, I've known him from the beginning. I'm real good friends with him, and I've been with him since the start of this podcast. And that would just be a real cool thing for me and for all the original listeners of the Cromer at the End of the Table podcast.
Wow, Jack, that is definitely means a lot to me as the star of the Cromer at the End of the Table podcast featuring Michael Cromer. So thank you for that. And all you new listeners out there, make sure that you pay attention to Jack's wise words. I mean, he's been one of the first two or three listeners, as he said, and I mean now we're up to over 50. I mean, you guys just pay attention. I guess, Jack, I would just want to close with maybe one more question. What do you want to see me talk about, or what do you want to hear me talk about here on the show? What is something that you might just be a little hungry for that I haven't touched on yet?
Oh, wow. What power I have in my hands right now. I think I would like, it's not a full topic. It could just be a segment in an episode that you like toss it in somewhere. But you have a lot of ideas, a lot of, I wouldn't call them conspiracies, but they're around that realm. Such as your whole thing on addresses. So I would like more people to be aware of your thought process on things like that. Maybe bring in a little bit of the 75 West State. Really let people know more about that kind of stuff.
Wow, Jack, that is a great idea. And definitely, that is a glimpse into what you can expect in the future to all you other listeners out there. One more time, I just want to thank you, Jack, for coming on the show. And I hope you have a great rest of your day and enjoy listening to the Cromer at the End of the Table podcast.
Oh, it's been a pleasure.
All right. Thanks, Jack.
Thank you.
Hello, and welcome back to the Cromer at the End of the Table podcast featuring Michael Cromer. I, of course, am your host, Michael Cromer, and it is a wonderful day to bring you back into the podcast. First of all, I just want to address the elephant in the room here. I do apologize deeply for how long it's been since I last recorded a podcast. If I go in here and take a look when this last one was recorded, we're looking at April 10th. It has been over 2 months since I last recorded a podcast, and I got called out for it. I'm not going to lie. Let's take a look. So I first got called out. Now, I have a group chat that I'm in with some of my teammates at Ohio Ultimate, and they called me out pretty hard. Now, let's see. This was a few weeks ago. I'm trying to find this. Of course, this is all live as usual. So let's see. Okay, so I got called out by, now I know you guys have heard of this name before. It's Zach Cartwright, one of the original fans. He was kind of the main reason why the podcast exists. He called me out. He said, you know, we're all out here doing our thing, putting in work. And for some, now pardon my French to all of you younger listeners out there, this is a little vulgar here. It says, and for some fucking reason, Chrome Dome, which is another nickname for Michael Cromer, of course, that's me, the host of the Cromer at the End of the Table podcast. For some fucking reason, Chrome Dome thinks it's summertime. I guess I don't have to make any more podcasts. Again, it gets vulgar here as well. That lazy son of a bitch thinks he can just do that? Now, there's two question marks and an exclamation point, and not in that order. And then he goes on to say, and again, this is vulgar. Who the fuck does he think he is? It's not like we are done traveling to tournaments and practices over the summer. Much of his viewership still needs something to listen to on the road, like WTF. Then, another comment from another fan, Jack Matonis. He says, yeah, WTF. I was working out yesterday and totally could have used a chill podcast to stretch and cool down to. Instead, I did it in silence. So selfish. Now, Zach Cartwright's message got 20 likes. So that was clearly an uproar from the fans. I said, wow, didn't know there was still this much demand. I'll have to record this week. Now, that was, of course, last week, maybe 2 weeks ago, and I didn't record. So now, finally, today, I'm getting back behind the microphone and recording another episode for you guys. Now, of course, the topic, it only makes sense for the topic of this podcast to be the fans. There's so many things that I enjoy, and those are the topics of my podcast. And today, one of the things that I most enjoy are you, the fans. So just wanted to give you guys an episode, I guess. And so here we are. Anyways, as you know, the first segment of my podcast is always just about shouting out the growth of this podcast, and it really has been alarming. And I'm not kidding you. While I always talk about how much I'm shocked and how I don't think I could really grow any further, I've done it again. The Cromer at the End of the Table podcast, it now has over 50 fans. Now you're wondering what this spike comes from. Well, I'll tell you. This spike comes from the people on the summer team I'm playing on, the Columbus Cocktails. It's a mixed team out of Columbus, Ohio, at CBUS Mixed. Follow them. They're an elite mixed team out of Columbus, Ohio. Again, that's at CBUS Mixed. Now, one of the players on that team who also used to play for Ohio University. He is part of the group chat, saw that I got called out for not creating a podcast, must have listened to an episode or something. He decided to announce to the Columbus Cocktails, again, that's at CBus Mixed, that I had a podcast. And as a result, on the way back home from a tournament, many of these cocktails, both the cocks and the tails, they decided to listen to the podcast. This jumped episode one about coffee up over 50 at 54 listens, episode two up to 51, and the ultimate podcast up to 48. So they've definitely been listening to the podcast, and that has grown my following to, like I said, over 50 people, which is just insane. Now, the reason why I'm recording today is because I got called out once again, and it was by Jack Matonis again, and he said, "Strange, I've already heard this most recent podcast. I could have swore we asked for more." And he was right, they did. They did ask for more. So here I am recording more. And actually, Jack Matonis is going to join us later on here in the show as soon as I get through the rest of these facts and figures portion. So anyways, I've already told you about how much the podcast has grown, but I know you're curious, and I know that you know that I have my stats screen up. So here it is. 95% of the listeners come from the U.S. Now, that's no surprise. I still have 1% of listeners coming from Sweden, so shout them out again, Swedish people. Now, I don't know if it's just because you went on a tear once and you listened to a bunch of the podcasts and then now you're checked out, but if you're listening, I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to have you on as a guest. I'd love to hear a voice message from you or something along those lines. Leave a comment. I'll read it here on the podcast. Good comments, bad comments. I mean, you heard how vulgar I just had to be because of Zach Cartwright. I read it all. So if you want to get on the podcast, that is no problem. You'll get on the podcast. But anyways, total plays is now up over 450. It's 464. That's just incredible. And that really, a lot of that spike comes from the Columbus Cocktails. And again, that's at CBus Mixed on Twitter. So be sure to follow them. But anyways, so of the United States listeners, 60% is coming from Ohio. Now, you'd think that that'd be a lot higher considering I'm from Ohio and record in Ohio. And I think that most of my listeners come from Ohio, and they do, but I would have figured it'd be more than 60% of the U.S. listeners. Now, granted, a lot of people do listen when they're on their way home or on their way to a tournament or whatever it might be. So that would explain why Virginia and Maryland and West Virginia come in at 7 and 2% respectively. But I have 2% of listeners from Texas. Now, that's quite a bit of listeners. That's about 8 to 10 listeners are coming from Texas, 4% from Michigan. Again, that could be someone traveling, although I don't know who from either one of the teams that primarily make up my fandom have been to Michigan in recent memory, and that's 4% of the listeners. That's up to 20 of the listens coming from Michigan. So shout out Michigan. And then again, California, 8%. I mean, come on. There's some kind of fan out there in Cali that is listening to every episode, listening multiple times. Maybe there's a few of you. California, what up? Be sure to leave a comment, leave a voice message, or just hit me up and I'll put you on the show, much like you'll see I put Jack on the show here in a little bit. 46% of my listens are coming from Apple Podcasts, while 35% from Spotify. Anchor only has 3%, and the rest is irrelevant. But yeah, so that's just an update on how insane the podcast has grown. So again, I thank you, and that's why I'm making this episode. It's for you. It's for the fans. It's about the fans. So this segment that I always have in the show kind of really is the main segment of the show today because the episode's about the fans. So now we're going to bring in Jack Matonis, as I call him, Jackery Matonis, into the show. We're going to do this via call on the Anchor app. So we'll see how this works. So here we go.